Oh, I'm so inspired to do this episode, Swimming in Sunshine, episode 664 of Flow Dreaming. And the reason I'm inspired today is that, of course, I end up recording this in one of the very few rainy, blustery Southern California days that there is. So I am calling on all of my memories of lemon yellow butterflies and bright crayon suns to come up with the feeling that we're going to be generating, that feeling of life and goodness and warmth and direction. That's what we're creating. I want you to sink into it with me today. I want you to feel it all through you. I want to see what a little drop of sunshine in your life can do for you. Flow
Dreaming. It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming.
Like I said, oh my gosh, I picked the one day this year when we're getting some rain here in dry Southern California. And of course, I'm like, oh, we're talking about sunshine. We are. We're talking about sunshine. So sunshine, it's kind of a funny topic, right? Like, what are we doing in this show today? Well, I have this feeling that the gray clouds of our lives have really gotten to some of us this year. And I want you to have the feeling inside of what happens when the clouds break? You know, that moment after all the rain has gone. Oh, I'm going to sound like a schmaltzy song here, but after all the rain is gone and the clouds are drifting apart, the little silvery linings are starting to get lit by that beautiful sun coming through. And you can smell the wet earth under your feet. You can smell the city, the sidewalks. You smell the leaves on the trees. And you can just feel something. It's an essence of life has been watered. Life has been gifted water and nutrients. And boy, that may have been a heck of a storm. But little darling, here comes the, right? Here comes the sun. Sunshine, you know, we talk in flow dreaming a lot about the energies of certain emotions, how those emotions, if you develop them, call on them and use them, sculpt them, how if you bring that energy into your life, bring it up, create it, you become more of that. And sunshine for me is a kind of emotion. Like, think for a second right now. What does sunshine feel like to you? Like, what does it evoke in you? What memories does it bring to you? Do you have an immediate sensation of, oh, those warm summer days when I would jump in the lake with all my friends? Maybe sunshine is, that one perfect, you know, gorgeous spring day when I know spring is here and the weather has turned and this is, oh, I'm just dazzled by this sunshine and warmth, right? There's something invigorating about it. There's something protective about this concept, living in sunshine. It kind of means all the yucky, icky things, they don't come out in the sunlight, right? they come out in the dark. So swimming in sunshine, wallowing in sunshine, bouncing in sunshine, is an essence, a feeling. Just close your eyes with me. And I guess it's a little mini flow dream, maybe. Sometimes we do those, sometimes we do little energy exercises, but what I'm really wanting you to do right now is shift your energy. I want you to feel the warmth and the sun. Close your eyes with me and let yourself just relax. Feel your day. Feel all the things in your day just kind of trickling by under your fingers, just this and that and this and that. Oh, and there were some big things and there were some little things, things you got done, things you didn't. Just let them all just kind of trickle away. Like letting all the water out of the sink after you do the dishes. Just let all that drain, 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 drain. And become very clear and focused with me right now. Bring your heart. Feel your heart. Bring it up inside you. Feel the warmth of your chest. Feel yourself sigh. It's a sigh of contentment, of relief. And now go a little further. You see yourself on a sweet little pathway. Maybe it's through a big park. You've been in parks like this before with the little meandering paths. And there's flowery bushes all around you and tall trees and hanging vines with purple flowers, wisteria. You're in your park, on your little path, and it feels good. You feel a bounce in your step. You've got your little tennis shoes on. You are feeling like $1 million right now. So good, so healthy. And around you, you can feel on your skin the light of the sun. It's warming you, warming your arms, warming your cheeks, warming the top of your hair. And you're just bouncing along this scruffy little path in this beautiful park. And the sun is just enriching you. It's feeding you. It's feeding your body, feeding your skin. It's feeding your heart. It's giving you warmth. It's giving you light. It's letting you see the world around you in all the prism of colors. Bright and gorgeous, leaping out, crayons scattered from a box, all the gorgeous colors around you of everything. The sun is lighting up your life. It's lighting up your vision. It's lighting up your body. It's lighting you up. It's lighting up your cells. It's lighting up your heart, and it feels so good. You could just swim in the sunshine. You could just swim in this light. You could flip over like a little fish and do the backstroke in it and just feel yourself drift in the warmth, in the care, in the love, in the sustenance, in the nourishment. And this is when you realize sunshine is more than just being happy. The sunshine for me is about sustenance. It's about being fed. It's about being nourished. It's about being nurtured. It's about being supported in every possible way. And I am supported in every possible way. I am nurtured in every possible way. I am nourished in every possible way. I am bathed in it. My life is bathing me in these feelings, in this light, in this warmth, in this love, in this blessing. And look, nothing is being asked of me for it. It's a free gift. It's the support that I was born into, the support of life and the universe itself cradling me in this golden, syrupy light and saying, this is for you. Feel it. Be it, take it, let your mind lift. And you can feel your mind lifting. It's like a bunch of golden balloons lifting into the sky. You feel the light of your brain, your mind, your energy lighting up, lifting lighter and lighter, softer and freer and released, released and releasing. You feel light. You feel good. You can feel the shift in your whole body right now. Your whole body is responding to the warmth, just like it opens its pores and its cells on a warm summer day. You are lifted. You are open. You are light. You are supported. You are nourished. You are nurtured. You are swimming in sunshine. The sunshine that's all around you that just comes without even being asked. It's part of your life. It's part of the world that supports you. That is your sunshine. And you take some of it and you wrap your arms around it. You take this bright golden orb of light and you stuff some of it in your pockets like little gold coins going down deep in you and in your life. What do you need? What can the sun pour in for you? You open your arms to it. You allow the pouring to pour into you whatever you need, whatever you want, whatever you desire, whatever fills you and nourishes you, whatever nurtures you. You let the sun bring it in. Bring it in. And now you let the scene dissolve. And you recall, oh, here I am. Back into your reality. You, present. Releasing flow. And opening your eyes. That was lovely. Warmth, sustenance, nutrients, growth. I didn't realize how much sunshine actually meant for me until the words were coming out. Maybe you noticed that as a flow dream, this is rich with feeling, intensity, in my voice, in your heart, letting it come up and bubble out and over inside you. And yes, we bring in some images that just kind of support it, give your mind something to do. But you weren't hypnotizing yourself, not if you were conscious and you were with me and you were doing it with me. You were entering flow state, a state outside of time and space. You lost track of where you were, how much time passed. You went into flow, a heightened state of interconnected awareness between you physical and you non-physical. Gorgeous, gorgeous. In fact, I think I'm going to actually take this flow dream and make it available in the shop because I really enjoyed it. And sometimes when they come out, they're just so perfect, like little jewels. So if you want to go grab your own version of this outside of the podcast, please take a look. It should be there for you. So that is sunshine. That is this beautiful sense of support and nourishment and growth and life and goodness and perfection and protection. Protection. What does sunshine mean to you? I want you to notice something else about what we just did. Whatever feeling state you came to today's episode with, however you were doing, whatever was going on in your life, your mind, your heart, did you notice how for a few moments we completely changed it? You felt something else. You were someone else. You became a different being with a different set of feelings inside of you. Did you notice? Did you notice how simple it was to do that? Did you notice how maybe you were with me the whole time, but maybe you weren't? Maybe you kind of kept calling yourself back to your present and you had an itch on your elbow or there was a sound outside or right in and out. Did you notice though? Did you notice the potential for being something else of your own choosing at a time of your own choosing? How powerful is that? This means you don't ever have to feel any way you don't want to feel. You always have the potential to change it. You always have the potential to go into something else and to feel that something else at any time, at any moment. How beautiful is that? I mean, do you feel that, okay, if to swim in sunshine, you know, it seems kind of silly. Maybe I won't do it. I've got these other more important things to do. Do you feel that way? Are you putting it off? Like, does it seem like, oh, I don't want to do that. I can't do that. Or does it feel like, yeah, I want to do that all the time. I want to do that all the time. I deserve to do that all the time. Notice your reluctance or your eagerness. Interesting, huh? It's going to be different for every single one of us. Me, I have a tendency to say, oh, I'll swim in sunshine later. I've got these other more difficult things to get done. And so I put off my good feelings. I put off that co-creative, generative state. And I remind myself over and over, why are you putting it off? What's more important? Why do you use this like some kind of reward? You know, eat your peas, then you can have your meat and potatoes, right? Why? Oh, it's something I work all the time to change in myself. I want to have my reward now, because if I move into that state of sunshine now, the whole rest of my day can unfold from this energy, can unfold from this thing, this feeling, this being that I just became and received from my flow. Did you notice in swimming in sunshine that you felt yourself actually receiving something, receiving from the universe, receiving from God, receiving from source, receiving from the world around you? You felt what that was like. I received the warmth. I received the support. I received the sun on my skin and the beautiful day and the butterflies twirling through my hair and that pretty little path that was just leading me forward into all good things in my life. Feeling like $1,000,000. I received all of that. I received it because not only did I give it to myself, but I felt I also received it from something else. Isn't that kind of cool? That's what we're going for. That's what you're aiming for. And when you felt that receiving from something else, giving you that sunshine, wasn't there a sense connected to it of love, of benevolence, of gentleness, of patience, of goodness, of I take care of you, I always have, I always will? Wasn't there a sense of something bigger like that? Isn't it beautiful to connect into that? It's like hearing a parent say, I love you, to you. And you say it back, I love you too. This is swimming in sunshine. This is the feeling that all good things are happening in my life. This is the realization that even if I've been having a domino of crummy things, yucky things, I just step into my sunshine. And it changes. It halts. It stems the flow. It changes the direction. It changes the feeling of this. Don't you like that? I sure do. So that's really what I wanted to gift to you today. This good feeling, brightness, hope. Maybe your sunshine is full of hope. The clouds breaking, the rays of light coming down and nurturing the rich, dark dirt of growth and change. This is for you. It's not for anybody else. It's for you. Well, it's for everybody else, but it's for you. Right now, because you're the one standing under this ray of light. Absorb it and take it in. Don't wait for it. Don't hope it comes your way one day. You go there and you stand right under this ray of light by making it, by creating it, by allowing it in you and through you. And then you say to yourself one last blessing, one last request. Fill my day with sunlight. Fill my family with sunlight. Fill my life, my week, my year with this light, this goodness, this nurturance, this baseline protection Fill it. Fill it. That is my request. That is what I create. And there we have it. I want to add one little thing here to the end before we wrap up the show. If you enjoyed this, I'm going to highly, highly recommend a couple of flow dreams that you can find at my shop besides the one we just did. I love the yellow brick road of yeses. It brings up an energy state similar to sunshine. It's a yes, everything is going my way. Yes, 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 yes. It's fabulous. And then the other one that I want to share with you and suggest is every day is my birthday. It also gives you a very similar sense of everything is working out for me. I have gifts and presents from the universe, and it's the best, most magical day. It's my day. It's my day. I think you'll really love both of those if you love the topic of this show today. So go check them out at flowdreaming.com. And I'm going to put a little note here at the end of the episode asking you if you would rate the podcast. I'm just giving you a pre-request to the request at the end, because the podcast and the way that you rate it, oh, it makes so much difference in who is able to access and find this program. So if you think other people could use some really good feelings in their life, please go to iTunes and write a review. Thank you, guys. Lots of love to you. I'll see you again for another episode of Flow Dreaming. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening today. One request before you go. Please rate this podcast, either in iTunes or TuneIn.com or wherever you listen to it. It'll only take you a minute to do, but your rating there is the number one way that other people discover this show. And the more ratings, the more people who will find and get turned on to Flow Dreaming. While you're there, you might also want to download my free Flow Dreaming podcast app. With this app, you can listen to the show anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search through listings of all of my episodes and bookmark your favorites. And if you want to listen to Flow Dreams, actual Flow Dreams on your phone, there's even another app. It's my Player app, and it will let you browse and sample Flow Dreams from the shop. There's even an oracle inside of that app to help you see and discover what you need to know most or what Flow Dream would be best for you in your life right now. You can find these apps on iTunes or in Google or your Amazon app store. And again, thank you so much for giving back. Love you. Bye-bye.